Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk, our segment that I just can't get enough of on Wednesdays. And on the line with us now, Coach Dan Wildfong. How are we doing, Coach?
I'm doing okay.
Not doing too bad this morning? Not in too much of a hurry, are you?
No, not at all.
Well, Coach Dan Wildfong, I saw that you picked up the win Friday night. I didn't find out what happened Saturday night. So if you could, tell us a little bit about the games.
Friday night, I thought we played a good, sound hockey game, and then I feel Saturday we kind of handed them a game. They played well. They scored on their opportunities, but we gave up 3 breakaways, and that just—it's not good enough at this level. So, we were very disappointed on Saturday, but again, we still make strides to get better. Like our overall team, I feel a lot more comfortable with it.
Very good. Overall on the weekend, especially getting that win on Friday night, I know it's very difficult pulling back-to-back-to-back wins, trying to pick up the wins consecutively would have made it 3 for you, correct?
Yeah.
So, well, luckily enough, you have this week off, so tell us a little bit about some of the plans this week heading into next.
Well, we actually we're doing some skill development, trying to get some of our players better here. Handling pucks, moving pucks, just little details in their game that's going to help them. And obviously we have battle days on Tuesdays, and Wednesdays we do a little more systems. They're going to be doing some team building tomorrow with the guys to get them even closer. I think they're a close team, but we're going to do some team building to make sure that they understand, like, they're here for each other, and I think it's an important factor, not just in hockey, but in life, to be able to work with a group of people together.
And building that team and that chemistry with a group together is sometimes difficult out of the bat, and being that the Lone Star Brahma is still new to the NAHL, still getting your feet wet, so to speak, I have to say that as a whole, it seems like the team's coming together very well.
Yeah, I don't think we're... we're starting to be in a lot more games. I think it'll be a big test, obviously, against Amarillo on Tuesday and Wednesday night at the NITEX Sports Center. But I think overall we're playing better defense. We're getting our forecheck. We're actually we're not getting outshot 2-1. Our shots are getting pretty well even, and guys are growing, getting better. Obviously, our results aren't, every night where we want them to be, but I feel as a coach and our program's getting better.
Well, very good. I have to agree with you on that. And, we're seeing a little more chemistry building between players as they're setting up plays going down the ice. Who do you think has been the most consistent as far as just game improving week after week after week?
Well, I feel like a lot of our younger guys are really developing. Their numbers aren't really indicating that they're, lighting it up. But, Gordy Helmuth, he's doing a really good job of developing, learning when to chip pucks out, chip pucks in, how to protect the puck at this level. Johan Steen, he's been, really good for us, for a young player. Nahama has been really good. But, the older guys have been great, too. Like, we've had some guys like Matty Lathon and, Gardner and, Blaze and Lousseau has been really good for us. And so, that's just naming a few, but we have a lot of players that are playing, good solid minutes and good hockey for us. And we're just making those small mistakes that are costing us, and once we clean a few of those up, I think we're going to be okay.
Well, and coming up this next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, you will have a game before we get to talk to you again, actually, the morning after the game. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that. I'll watch the game at fasthockey.com from my home, as it's going to be difficult to get all the way out there and back here for a morning show. But
yeah, I understand.
The Amarillo Bulls facing up against the Lone Star Brahmas, that's going to be at home, again, Tuesday and Wednesday. And right after that, you have one day off on Thursday, then go into another two games Friday and Saturday. With so many games back-to-back-to-back, how can you make adjustments that, because after every game, there's always adjustments that pretty much need to be made before the next game. How are you going to be able to make those proper adjustments and get those players to act on that properly going into the next game?
Well, we obviously, you know, we've got to give these guys some time, obviously, to rest so that we're not going to be on the ice, you know, going for, you know, hour and a half of pregame skates just because we're making adjustments. We're going to have to learn by video, by, you know, on the board and make adjustments in between periods. So, you know, that's just the way they do it at a higher level. So our guys got to adapt and, you know, be able to adjust on the fly.
And conditioning-wise, with four games in 1 week, how do you think that you'll fare up?
Well, we want to, you know, we're pushing these guys this week, but we will give them a little bit of rest as well so that they are mentally prepared and they're mentally ready for, you know, good, hard four games and five nights kind of a contest. Obviously, it's like I told you before, it's a great test. We're playing some of the top teams in the whole league. So.
Moving on, injuries with the team. What current injuries are still just kind of bringing you down, basically?
Well, I think everyone has injuries, so we can't ever complain or use it as an excuse. But, you know, we basically have had our share here, and it does obviously you know, affect your team, but we have to be mentally strong. That's an excuse. If, you know, other guys are going to be put in key situations, they got to step up. And, you know, when they get their opportunity, they got to keep it. And I think that shows if you have depth in your lineup or not.
You know, I know that moving players around to different positions is always somewhat difficult. Have you had to make any big moves that you didn't think that you were going to have to?
You know, I think we obviously had to move some lines around, and just because of the injuries, but nothing really. Like we'd moved a couple guys from wing to center, but nothing big. Not like we have D playing forward yet or anything. So it's So I think, like I told you before, we have to learn to adapt with injuries and adapt with, you know, these games coming up, basically four games in five nights.
Well, we look forward to it, and we're going to talk to you again next Wednesday, and I promise I won't ask near as many difficult questions. Well, we'll talk just...
I like those questions.
Well, we'll talk a little more specifics about the game as I'll watch it on Tuesday night. Then we'll have you on air again Wednesday. But coming up, actually, November 17th, this is something that we've wanted to talk about a little bit. But the 2013 Brahmas Golf Invitational, and this is something that hockey players are notorious for. If they're not able to be on the ice hitting a puck, they're going to be out on the golf course.
Yeah, I think it's a good way for fans to get to know some of the players and come out and meet them and have a good time. Obviously, we put it on every year with the pro team, and yeah, it's just a fun event for everyone, and some of the money goes to charity, which is great.
And the how big of a turnout would you say that you had last year?
Last year, we probably had about 25 teams at the golf tournament. We had you know, a nice meal afterwards. So it was always a good event out at the course.
And that's, again, going to be happening Sunday, November 17th at the resort on Eagle Mountain. It's a 12:30 p.m. shotgun start. And Let's see. Team options. You can do a four-person team for $500 or individual for $125, and that includes green fees, cart, and dinner. And don't forget, I mean, you get to meet the Lone Star Brahmas, play with them. They're going to have first, second, third place prizes, as well as door prizes and a silent auction. Again, some of these proceeds to go help out some great causes. So, Coach Wildfong, I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday after I get to sit down and watch some Lone Star Brahma hockey. It's big week heading into next week. So, best of luck to you, best of luck to the team, and I mean, just keep your nose at the grindstone.
All right, thank you so much. Appreciate everything you do for us.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Wildfong.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.